Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Monday, November 22nd, and the Democracy Campaign released a report today that shows retirees and much of their campaign contributions went for Republican Governor-elect Scott Walker and GOP legislative candidates in 2009 and much of 2010 compared to their Democratic counterparts. Walker got just short of $600,000 in campaign contributions from retirees in 20 months, starting in January 2009 and running through August 2010. It was the most contributions to Walker from any occupational or special interest group during the period. In contrast, Democratic candidate for Governor Tom Barrett got a little more than $220,000 during the same period. Walker said recently that he wants to hold parties for Wisconsin retirees who have moved to the Sunbelt states like Florida and Arizona to lure them back to the Badger State by pitching tax cuts. Retirees also bolted to support Republican legislative candidates, contributing about $900,000 to Republicans versus about $285,000 to Democratic legislative candidates. With us to chat about the report is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. First off, Mike, the Democracy Campaign's findings come on the heels of an idea by the governor-elect to hold these welcome-back parties and coax retirees back here to spend their money and invest in Wisconsin. Do you think there's any connection between the welcome-back parties and the retirees' standing among Walker's other contributors?
Well, I think most people thought it was a little bizarre to talk about having these welcome-back parties. And, you know, bottom line is that people move to states like Arizona because it's a heck of a lot easier dealing with arthritis and those kinds of things in a warm climate. And it, you know, and to go down there and hold these parties for retirees, I think struck a lot of people as a strange idea, to say the least. Well, when you start to look at the campaign contributions, those parties start to make a heck of a lot more sense. This is a very important donor base for Scott Walker. It's his single largest group of donors. So, you know, now you start to wonder, are these parties really more about cultivating that donor base? And might they really be fundraising excursions as much or more than they're these sort of welcome back parties aimed at trying to get these people to come back to Wisconsin?
The statistics show Republican candidates for governor and the legislature have gotten more retiree campaign contributions than Democratic candidates since 1994. But the margin between retiree contributions to the major party candidates got noticeably bigger in 2006 and really widened in the 2010 election cycle. Any thoughts on what's happening, particularly with this election?
Well, that's the thing that really jumped out at me when we looked at these numbers was, you know, retirees traditionally didn't give that much money, but they tended to give to both sides, a little bit more to Republicans than to Democrats. But then we saw a really substantial spike in contributions from retirees, but particularly what we saw was a separation. We saw retirees giving much more to Republicans than to Democrats. And, you know, I think part of this has to do with the fact that there are a lot of people who are very uneasy about the direction of our society. There's a lot of fear about you know, their children or their grandchildren perhaps being less well off than they are, and that's something that's new to the American experiment. You know, people have always assumed that the future generations will be more well off than past generations. Now you've got a situation where people are very fearful that's not going to be the case. And so I think that's triggered an awful lot of sentiment about wanting to go back to a simpler time and sort of return to some bygone era. And I think people are really sort of yearning for those kinds of solutions. I think connected to this is the whole Tea Party movement. And you look at the Tea Party movement, it tends to be a very gray movement. A lot of these people are retirees living on Social Security and on Medicare, yet they're very frustrated with the government and the direction of our country, and they talk a lot about wanting to take the country back. Well, the retiree community that is giving money is much broader than the Tea Party, but I think some of those same sentiments nevertheless are to be found in this movement towards the Republican Party and away from the Democrats.
Okay. Well, thanks for your comments, Mike. For more details about retiree contributions over the past several elections, check out the Democracy Campaign's November 22nd report on its website. Thanks for listening.